KEXP's Live Performances podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Ken, the new album from Destroyer. Album details and more at mergerecords.com.
This is KEXP. It's 90.3 FM in Seattle, worldwide on the web. We're KEXP.org. My name is Chili. I am crazy excited to be in KEXP's live performance space. We got some live music all the way from Los Angeles, California. Jungle Fire, welcome. Let's hear some music, please. Jungle Fire live here at KEXP. Title track to the newest full-length record, Jambu. Let's hear another. Yeah. That's one of my favorite tracks. Thank you so much for coming in.
Cool. Thanks for having us.
From Los Angeles, California. California. Join us live. Jungle Fire. It's great to have you here at KXP.
It's an honor. Thank you.
And playing tracks off the newest record. Yes. Am I saying it right? Jambu?
Yeah, Jambu.
I'm saying it with a J.
So. Yeah, no, it is Jambu. It's from Brazil.
Okay.
It's like a tree from Brazil.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's cool. Loving both full lengths that you guys have put out, and happy to have you here in studio.
Thanks for having us.
Tell me a little bit about the band. We'd love to learn more about you. You guys have been making music now for about 6 years as Jungle Fire. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. About 6 years.
Yeah. Officially, I guess we're celebrating our fifth year together as Jungle Fire, but the thing started around 6 years ago, yeah.
It was loosely started around 6 years ago. Yeah. It was just a one-off. We did at a party in LA in Chinatown. It was just a project I kind of had in my head, and we did it. It was fun, and then people seemed to like it. And it was a good response, and we kind of moved some players around, brought some new people in, and it is what it is today. And it's been fun ever since.
How did you know? You're like, oh, this is... You had a good response from people, and then how were you like, no, we got to continue and maybe like release some music and...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's there were some couple of tunes that we played that didn't really ever have like a re-release, you know, like the Comen Samos single that we had, you know, was an older tune that never really, no one's ever redone, you know, so it was kind of the right outfit to redo that song. And that was kind of the song that started the band, you know, which is funny because the name of the song means let's start. So it's kind of fitting that was the start of the band was that single, you know, and once the single through Coal Mine Records took off, I guess you could say, you know, that's when we knew that we kind of had something that people wanted to hear and that we were having fun doing too. That was the thing, you know, mm-hmm. This is something I think we all kind of really enjoyed doing because it's different than most other projects that we have.
And was it about a 10 piece from the beginning or have you been building it up?
No, it was solid 10 piece from the beginning. I mean, it really can't be any less. Like we've done it with a skeleton crew before it, it's really not the same, mm-hmm. You know? I mean, right now we're only down one guitar and it still feels like, it could be a little bit heavier, you know? So it doesn't really ever get any lighter than this. Like there has to be three horns. We can do two percussionists maybe, but three is, we have to, you know, I mean, those are the core right there. So it's
part of the sound and it sounds great. I like all the drums and horns.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's a big sound and in order for it to be big, we need a lot of players.
And that's a unique sound with some great different pieces. It's very versatile from Afro to Latino music to funk, deep funk, all sorts of different combinations. Is this coming from people performing in all sorts of different bands, different tastes? I've had other groups from LA and I ask the same question and it's usually, well, it's a very diverse place. And
exactly. Yeah, I think we're a really good representation of the city because it's all of our musical tastes can be heard in this band. You know, like every tune, especially on the Jambu record, like that was way more of a collective effort. And I think we explored a lot more of what we can give into the band. And I can let Berto speak to that.
Yeah, the first time we were just kind of trying on the shoes and the second time we actually took a walk in them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Gotcha. Tell me a little bit about the new record. When you guys record, is there a couple songwriters? Are you sharing some riffs and then all getting all together to do it?
It's truly a collective effort where everybody, we decide that, okay, we got stuff that we got to come up with new music. So everybody kind of brings little melodies and snippets. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. And sometimes those actually spur other snippets and we record everything in really janky telephone recordings and then just kind of throw them around to each other and then choose what we like and then go, okay, let's do this. And then we record it and it's done.
Very nice. Very nice.
It's a lot of fun.
The great funk scene in Los Angeles. I've had Puye Pongo here and, there's lots of great different versions of funk and styles of music like that coming out of Los Angeles.
Yeah, there's all these different variants. There's the funk scene, and then there's all this cumbia resurgence and this soul thing, and then there's like all these African and Afro stuff and Cuban, and it's just so many things going on. They mix. The beauty is that they mix and they create other things in the spirit of true music making and sharing.
I love it.
People really... it's not just about being a purist. Purists are wherever the music came from, mm-hmm. you know. Here, everybody just gets together and finds common ground and creates kind of new avenues for exploration, which is really cool.
Awesome. Once again, we're talking to Jungle Fire, joining us from Los Angeles, California. I have a new record this year, 2017, called Jambu. Yep. And want to play a few more tracks?
Great.
I would love that.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
yeah. Jungle Fire live here at KEXP. That one called Firewalker from the first full length, Tropicoso.
Yep.
Also playing a bunch of songs from the new record, Jambu. Yep. Thank you so much, Anuk Bray.
Thank you. Yeah.
Real honor to have you guys up here and bring some funk to KEXP. Thank you.
Oh, man, it's great to be up here. It's our first time in Seattle, so we're having a good time.
But it was fun having people dance to the show. Blah, blah, blah.
You can edit that, right?
No edit. This is a blah, 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 blah.
That was my next question.
Blah.
You guys are always welcome back in Seattle. Please come and make
Thank
people
you so
dance
much.
Again.
Yeah.
What's up next for you guys? I know after this series, you got some dates in your hometown in Los Angeles, and then I saw also some in Barcelona. That sounds cool.
Yeah, we're going to be playing the Say It Loud Festival on October 28th, and currently setting up some dates around Madrid and other cities as well at the end of October. Going to be doing a run in the Napa Valley and wine country in California in September as well, and some local dates in July in Los Angeles.
Very cool. I'll post some information on KXP's playlist so people can find out more about you.
Right.
Check you out live. Once again, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. That was really
cool.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jungle Fire here at KEXP Seattle.
KEXP's Live Performances podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Ken, the new album from Destroyer. Album details and more at mergerecords.com.